apprenticeship for the school team, then you can get some better cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do that.
James is still trying to hold it together.
Did somebody want me to hold card to stat rearrange?
Sure. I don't see anything better to hold card.
Yeah, at the moment, really.
Possibly peasant disguise kit.
I take that. I
love that thing.
I give that to Jane.
I'm gonna have to start maneuvering a lot more.
The machine that goes ping next to the guy's bed blew up. They glared at Doyle, now they're all looking at the machine that went ping. It's one of the more expensive machines in the hospital when
I kind of addiction to drugs or alcohol.
Which is odd.
Wait a minute.
Which is odd, 7%, honest, boy.
It's not an addiction. I can stop anytime I want.
Yeah. All right, grab a new card.
Oh, that is going to have to be the obvious next insanity for you there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fucked up.
No. I've already got my next one worked out.
What's wrong with being addicted to drugs and alcohol? God. All right.
7% solution. That was the only way to go.
I mean, technically, you should be addicted to opium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, yes. Anyway, alright, yes, anyway, so suspicious looks all around.
Yes.
And someone's computer blew up.
Yes, that seems to have distracted everybody.
Can I go and fix it?
It's a hospital computer they probably wouldn't take kindly to, plus it's on fire.
Oh, they've seen through our thin veneer. Yes! I healed him using my divinity!
Is there a fire extinguisher?
Yes, there is.
Can I go get the fire extinguisher?
You may all bow now. You bow and worship.
No problem. You see him putting out the fires. Everybody's staring at Doyle like, what the hell is wrong with you? He's the practical one. He's like, oh, the machine is on fire next to the guy who went back in a coma. So, he was out briefly, though.
So you killed him.
Yeah, they did. Briefly, and then he went back into a coma.
But sometimes work doesn't work. Somebody doesn't take permanently.
Yeah. But you've gotten the fire out, and, right. Eventually, they wander back off and whatnot. And real quick, before we go on break, which is happening very fucking soon, don't try to convince me to keep playing just a little longer like you did last night.
I got you to play like another hour and a half through a combat. That was awesome.
You guys go over to see Catatonic Boy, and pretty much he just lays there and looks around, but he's pretty much out of it. Does anybody have psychoanalysis?
Yes.
Yes.
Pick one of you guys to try working on his brain if you want, because they're pretty convinced that you can't fuck him up anymore unless you were to physically kill him. And
just a suggestion, those of you that wish to try... Maybe mention the fact that we know what really killed his mum, and we finished it, and we put an end to it.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Anyways, I imagine you probably have a little bit better chance there, so if you want to trade a skill 10.
I wouldn't count on it. Try it, though. Where's my...
Do you want a skill 15?
Oh, skill 15 better.
Yeah.
They have the school 5 to replace school 10 or something else.
And look what the card is.
Oh, I should use on that roll. I get my long-term school boost up.
Mm. Good.
Do I go crazy? No, right. Mm-hmm. And school 15. Oh, what's a long-term give you?
Plus 10 for a skill that takes more than one round, I believe.
After those two rolls, what a bummer.
I'll blow a pause for the kid. There we go. Yep, that gets it with the bonuses I've got.
All right, so basically, am I correct in that you're just trying to say, hey, we killed what got your mom. Wake up. We killed what got your mom.
I think he's doing a bit more than that, but that's part of it.
Is that the gist of it?
Come back to us now. It's all we dealt with.
With your successful role, he just whispers, Techie Lee. Techie Lee.
Techie Lili. Techie Lili.
Oh, wow, that fucking messes him up really bad when he starts doing that. You see him go, oh, and you see him, zoom, he's gone.
Is that some kind of code phrase?
Soil slap mecca.
No, that's what it says.
It appears that you were having success, But instead of Doyle, it was Macker this time, so yes. Weird. And now we go on break as he is permanently catatonic. He'll be back with us, never. So, and then you guys can figure out what you want to do next. Sorry about that, Jonathan. I thought sure that Doyle would have him jumping out of a fucking plane by now.
Yes, we need to predict who we're going to screw up next.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather avoid jumping out of a plane for the moment, at least.
It's more fun when you have absolutely no skill in it, honestly.
Yeah, because then it's like a binary solution. You die or you don't.
Right, exactly.
Or you break legs.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Right,
so we're breaking now.
Well, yes, we are. There's nothing better than having your character break both of his legs and getting crawl like 30 miles through, you know, horrible terrain. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. I don't
know. Okay.
Naughty Holmes.
He was saying it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, the sound of the cooey. 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 The coolest bird in the marshland. No?
Sugar from the roof.
What?
A picture that Logan put on the podcast thread.
That's it. Ah, that's it now. So far.
Fantastic album.
Well, how could it not be?
I've got that, I've got the photo, I've got the script for it, and the DVD, and I've also got their Christmas Carol albums.
You are Tmoa? Or?
Terry Mower.
Yeah, just trying to remember you working your voice.
Zeer. Yep. Jameis is the deep voice. Logan is the...
Oh, you recognize Logan's voice.
Oh, okay. My voice is the one that typically doesn't make any sense.
Logan's is the annoying voice that you want to slap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. We English are a tolerant breed. I mean, we tolerate the Australians, so that's obviously... It's how tolerant we are. What? No reaction?
Grief. Tough room.
Normally is. Well, no, normally like Pommy Bastard kind of comment. It's an Australian in the room. No? Oh, well.
Sorry, I didn't catch that last bit.
Normally there'd be like a Pommy Bastard comment.
No.
I'm eating burger rings, so when they crunch in my ears, I can't hear subtle.
Burger rings? What are they made of? What are they made of?
Really, really healthy stuff.
Is it some sort of crisp?
A variant of a crisp, yeah.
Like a Funyun?
I don't know what a Funyun is, so I can't say.
A Funyun is pretty much, it's supposed to be an onion ring, but it's a crisped onion ring. It doesn't actually have any onion in it.
Sounds kind of like it.
It's pretty much just a circle chip that's hollow, you know, it's puffed with air, and I'm trying to describe a Funyun.
Oh. It, just imagine a fucked up onion ring that has absolutely no onion in it.
Yeah, I covered that part.
And,
it's really crispy.
It's crispy, and it's pretty much, on the list of things that you shouldn't eat if you want to live.
Yeah, well, he was saying he was eating burger rings, and the first thing that sprang to mind was Funyuns.
Ah!
So I was trying to determine if burger rings was just Funyun in disguise.
Might be, They got some crazy stuff in New Zealand, so, good deal.
Well, they've got in the UK,
Well, that's because... Looking
at a site that's supposed to be in the UK, but it's New Zealand site. So.
Did you want some Cheez-Its?
No, I'm okay.
Larger than regular Cheez-Its. You get an extra 3 ounces for the same price.
No shit.
And all you have to do is put up with large Cheez-Its.
I don't know. They look pretty big. Here's what burger rings look like. Do you have any pictures of the actual food as opposed to the bag they come in?
I don't try.
Okay.
They
look like chips.
Yeah.
Burger flavor? Who in the fuck needs burger flavor in their ring?
Well, if you...
Yep, they look just like...
Yeah, they look like Funyuns.
Yep.
Except they probably taste like burger instead of onion ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alarming. All right. Well, maybe you could do a swap sometime. Send him a fucking bag of Funyuns or two, and they'll send you some burger rings. It'll cost you some.
Last time I seen Logan something, he ate the seashell.
Look good.
Is that a three seashells coming?
No. The package I sent, they put in some seashells and stuff, I gather, from, because they were being nice, and Logan ate them and tried to eat one.
That's how it's like packing peanuts.
No, just some shells. Seashells.
Why? All right. Moving on and ignoring
that. Well, Ralph Wiggum, huh?
And the worst thing is that
my
it's on...
My belly hurts!
The worst thing is it's on recording somewhere. As is the famous encounter with that horrible shit Pete sent me.
Vegemite?
I sent you bitter stuff. I sent you Marmite. He sent you Vegemite.
Yeah.
I think that's a rather cool thing to do, actually.
Yeah.
Sending something Vegemite.
Well, especially because Americans, when we spread, when we get, like, some sort of spread, it goes on about a centimeter thick.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Vegemite's supposed to be, like, a millimeter thick. And so there was a bit of a disconnect in that.
It's kind of like Marmite in that. It's nice, but a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, didn't know.
It's kind of like pureed kipper, like heavily salted pureed kipper.
The only thing we spread on sandwiches is peanut butter, okay?
Or jam.
Or jam.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Hey. I remember one movie I saw, which was about these people who would go to forms all the time. This guy made himself a peanut butter sandwich, two pieces of bread, and an entire jar of peanut butter spread on in between.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
I don't go quite that far. I mean, I went through an entire jar of peanut butter in one loaf of bread.
This wasn't just between two pieces of bread.
I don't even see how you would get that much peanut butter between the pieces of bread.
I can do it. I haven't, but, you know, I can do it. Is Pete back? All right, you guys want to run amok while he's gone?
Yes.
All right.
That's not running amok?
Yes, that's... I
we drag him off and parachute him into Jericho.
Yes.
I like that.
We're going with plan A.
You know, and the best thing the best thing is that you could actually make it a tandem halo jump, which is ridiculously, you know...
Overland.
No, I have an even better idea. We get put in crates with parachutes on them, and they just push the crates off.
Right.
Genius.
Mm. Yeah.
It's something to work.
I'm the idea, man.
We put Thorne in a crate and just push him out into the ocean.
Hmm. That wouldn't really bother him is the problem. So, it looks like there's nothing more to be had here since, Holmes tried his, pus psychology, as he calls it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna next to Peter Krause, I'm gonna go cuckoo. Cuckoo. So now we've got boop, dead, and cuckoo, cuckoo. All right. I think we've...
Is this some game you guys are playing over there?
Yeah, it's how he writes his notes, actually. Not kidding.
Boop has the little asterisks on either side to denote that it's a sound effect.
Yep.
And know the boop, dead, is from Dodgeball.
So, you guys are sitting around...
Trying to find a way for me to get this emerald statue.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
You're pretty sure he's going to possess, if it is a statue as opposed to some sort of creature, even if it's a creature, he may end up owning it. But
since we've done enough damage, we leave the sanitarium to begin with.
Excellent. You put Doyle back into his crate that you haul around on two wheels.
I'm definitely going to pimp this thing. I'm going to get a bigger one, though.
Pimp? My ride. Shows him on that show with the horse trailer.
Yeah, I'm going to get a full-on horse trailer.
Mistake it for My Little Pony thing.
Hmm.
that I can stand in, though, so it needs to be tall.
Okay. Yeah, he's gonna love fighting the wind shear on that when he's doing crazy shit.
I'll put little...
Oh, fins.
No, all you need is a small scoop on the front, honestly, and then some slight scoops in the back, and you'll
look cooler.
You'll reduce drag by an obnoxious amount. People don't do it because it looks dumb.
Right, but fins.
Also because it scrapes on the ground.
What's that?
Also because it scrapes on the ground.
No, not, I'd have to draw a
picture. On top.
Yeah. Well, and the sides and back, but, no. Yeah, basic aerospace engineering stuff. Which Doyle has no idea of, but he somehow does because I do.
I see.
Moving on. A little bit of that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. I took like 4 years of aerospace engineering.
Then discovered you didn't want to do that. Yeah. Alright, so.
It's a horrible, horrible field.
Mm. Yeah. Is it some sort of rocket science? Actually, there are several rockets.
Actually, yes, it is.
I was looking up horse carriers and came across this. I suddenly see it appropriate for Doyle.
That goes on
Oh, Pete's back.
Yay.
Yes, I'm back.
The sanitarium is in flames and we're driving off laughing.
So you are apparently eating burger rings, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, we have them over here as well.
Yeah, of course you do.
Do you have Funyuns?
No.
Oh, that's why there's no comment.
Man, it's one or the other. Mm-hmm. Guess you can't have too much awesome in one continent.
We got Whitakers as well. Haha, suck it.
So, yeah, you guys are
trying... Don't make New Zealand chocolate very, very nice. Must be in the Cadbury's.
Is it dark chocolate?
Okay.
Yeah, you can get dark chocolate very
much. Oh, I love dark chocolate. I would seriously punch a midget in the face for a dark chocolate bar.
Really?
Yep.
Now, can we get some dark chocolate sent to Logan and have it strapped to his forehead?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you're making this fantasy drop look appealing, guys.
The witch look appealing?
Nah, we're going to look into ways of getting to Jericho.
We can look
up at the best options.
There were four ways last time. Sounds like you crossed them all off, though.
Yeah,
anybody come up with them?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, basically... We need to get my stolen statue back.
Yeah.
What do you mean, your stolen statue?
The Emerald Statue. It's been missing for a long time.
It's not your statue.
He looks totally confused, and I'm guessing this conversation's going on because he probably ripped a hole in the front end of the horse trailer he's in, and possibly the back end of Moa's car. I don't really know.
Just when we stop for gas or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he is
heading back to KBC New York, by the way.
Are you? I was curious. All right. They play the Benny Hill music while that's going on.
Well, we know that Susan is is someone's dead lover. Howard is in England. Have we looked up a Howard in England? How many Howards are in England? Like two? Three? It's a tiny country, right?
You'd be lucky. It's quite a popular name.
Yeah, but there was, like, seriously 10 people in England. I've been there.
The basic fact is we want to end this cult that wants to win the world, therefore we need to go where the cult is, and the most likely place is Jericho. Let's go there.
Let's kill them all! And then I realize I'm standing in a gas station, and I look around,
and you see other people driving off.
Last
one
time,
guy rips off
there was another section of this mod after that, so we need to get back on with it.
Hmm.
Yep.
All right. So, you guys leave the gas station in flames and drive off laughing. cool. So, right. You get back to KBC,
as I said,
New York.
Yeah, go back to KBC. We do some research into best ways of getting to Jericho.
And researching. Jericho we can get to, not a problem. As you said, we can go as a tourist, find the Jericho boom. I was thinking they could airdrop us in a car with some gear. Near there, we go grab from the hills nearby without us having to actually parachute us ourselves. Although Doyle may want to accompany them and parachute out that way himself, just because he wants to.
I was going to say, the parachuting of the car, there's a reason why people are usually separate from the vehicles when they
I know we're saying they're separate from the vehicle. The car is going to be on itself.
Yeah.
Without us. It's going to be dropped in separately.
Yeah, plus
any reason we want a vehicle parachuted in.
Have you got a vehicle over there? Would you bid us ride horses?
Okay. I'll ride horses.
Actually, rent a vehicle over there.
Ooh, we can parachute the horses in.
I to speed this along. I bring up some research on Jericho that says bugger all. Anyone has a car and none of them rent.
Give me a research roll on Jericho as after screaming at Holmes to stop researching, you get all the time to research. Right. It looks like it won't be easy to get any kind of car there unless you're wanting unless you're wanting a yes, this is my piece of shit vehicle. Yes, your giant can sit in the back. Yes, the front wheels will need additional weight. But aside from those kind of cars, which you could probably buy, you know, more reasonably. Unfortunately, the country's a bit rich compared to some of them, so it might cost you like a grand or whatever. But the problem is there's a lot of checkpoints and stuff like that. And with not one, if you did want to airdrop yourselves in and commando over, that would get rid of a lot of the problems of actually getting to the area you're trying to go to. Of course, the problem is that you'd probably have to strap Mark to Doyle and make it.
No, I'm saying we tourist ourselves there and get the stuff dropped on.
Please don't strap me to Doyle.
Will we pick it up?
Could you kill that?
Do any of you know how to speak Arabic?
Nope.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Doyle knows how to speak most of the languages the United States is trying to kill.
So we probably need to get a interpreter or a guide or something.
He cures psychiatric patients, and now he speaks Arabic. Is there anything he doesn't do?
See, if we stick to the tourist spots, they'll speak English, and then the parts where we're not sticking to the tourist spots, we've been going destroying the cult, I don't think we need to worry about talking to them too much.
No, you just go, Asalaka Alaikum, and then just shoot them all.
Now, the problem
that
is
means
we
something
need to,
like die bitch, I think. They say it a lot.
Part of the issue is interpreting this ancient map to what is really there now and finding what it correlates to.
Oh, you're thinking, as I said before, with the ancient map, you're pretty certain you can get to where you're going. It
right.
will be, if you're doing the tourist thing, pretty much you're going to be covering a lot of ground, possibly on foot, as tourists don't ride vehicles except for the tourist bus, unless, of course, you were to kidnap the entire tour group and hold them at gunpoint, and then do a
swing. The tourists in Jericho would have a drop just to the south.
Is there a lot of desert there?
Yes.
Skis!
In East Jerusalem, we get an Arab rental vehicle place where they have insurance for both Palestine and Israel. And those vehicles are allowed to cross the border while they are in 2009.
I can't imagine they would have insurance because all you do is buy vehicle insurance, strap a car bomb to it, blow it up.
Seriously, if you look at things like Lonely Planet and stuff, that's what they recommend if you're heading to Jericho. Is to get an Arab rental as Israeli rentals aren't allowed across the border into Palestine, whereas Arab rentals are.
Yes, the problem, as I said, is getting a rental car like that much tougher now due to the inflaming of hostilities, and unfortunately, a lot of them have actually been used in car bombings lately. But they had insurance, so they get their money back, unless, of course, they were a suicide bomber, in which case the company didn't have to pay.
Which is why we get a car dropped just to the south of Jericho.
Or a buggy.
Whatever.
Made more sense for the sandy conditions.
Hmm. Although
or a Humvee!
Yeah. That'll
you
be NPCs making rolls.
What? No. You drive the Humvee, I'll be in the turret. You just stand up. With a 50 cal mounted on top.
By turret, you mean cut away everything that inconveniences you.
No,
by turret, we mean we
you stand in the center of the vehicle and it's just got a big hole in the roof.
Ah, well, that won't attract any attention if Doyle's standing at a turret.
Actually, it's just tied door to the top, he holds a 50 cal in there, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a doctor now.
Looking like that, we shouldn't have any trouble anyway.
Yeah.
Trouble will come and find us.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, how close is this thing to the... I'm sure we can find it, because the GM told us we can find it. How close is it from the border?
It looks like you're going to have to cross quite a bit of territory covered by wild Bedouin and searing heat and evil sand people and people that have our oil and won't give it up nicely and go somewhere else.
Can we get through this by saying which national agent's on a mission to try and get someone who's over here?
Very little. Dude, unless you're Jewish.
I'm down with the whole get some kind of vehicle, burst into the country, drive where we need to go, and then the cultists will kill anyone following us.
Does the KBC have a presence in the Middle East?
No, they don't. They used to back when they had KBCM, but ever since what they call the Great Migration, no. Condor.
You could go to Egypt and see Mamouk, as he says there, until he gets out of swallowed and Hulk gets out of 50 without really realizing it.
I was trying to work out. I was thinking now how far away there, but I don't know if he'd know the area. But he might have it. He might have family in the area. He seemed to have a fairly extended family, so we go visit him in Egypt.
Mahmoud
in Cairo.
That's exciting. Get him.
Good old Mahmoud. I've got a favour with him still.
Yes, that's right.
Whoa. Google Maps fucking betrayed me. They just started this commercial. I'm like looking at the map, trying to figure out, okay, where's a good thing? And it's like, buy a car. Fuck you! Just show me the map!
Well, it's buy a car, click the map, and they'll send it there.
Oh.
They don't tell people that, though, so cars just get shipped all willy-nilly.
Wow.
The one thing is, how good's your gliding there, Mecca?
Oh, that'd be awesome. It's set up not. KBC with fucking those black gliders and shit. Nice.
I do not have glider.
Oh.
There's always orbital insertion.
Yes!
What did you say, Jameis? There's always what?
He said insertion.
Yes.
Orbital insertion.
Orbital insertion.
Oral insertion. Oral. Let's do it.
We could get the mini sub dropped off the coast and then drive it up Jordan River. Bit of Dead Sea.
Take a while to get there.
Yeah, it's still not going to fit in anything that has mini in the title.
Nope.
Just strap me to the outside, I'll be fine.
Yeah, you will actually.
Because I'm better piloting a mini sub than I am a small plane.
Oh, we should do it just for style, and that gives us a good escape route too.
The mini sub.
And with Doyle on the outside, strapped to the outside, we've got weapons that we can deploy on the outside as well.
I don't think they'd ever see that coming.
Hell no.
It just shows Doyle strapped to it, a big shark comes up, Doyle punches in, you see blood explosion outside.
Oh, any way at all we could get away with that. We just gotta do that way if we can. That's so funny.
Alright, Terry, you think we should drop in a vehicle?
Yeah.
Gear.
A mini sub. Airdrop, orbital drop, a mini sub.
Into the Dead Sea.
Well, I'm saying we tourist our way into Jericho.
Oh, man.
But if we get in the way, have gear with us. We need gear. Weapons.
NPC rolling. I'm looking forward to it.
What weapons do we need?
Machine guns would be nice.
This suddenly sounds pretty serious.
A rocket launcher or three for Doyle. Lots of ammo.
Ooh, so, dynamite. Do we have a warrant for this?
Alright, in regards to parachuting in a vehicle with gear, do you have any thoughts on how we would get that in there? Yes, but being the state that the area is in, do you have any suggestions on how we get a plane to that in there that would be able to drop such a vehicle?
As Holmes is saying that, the scene shifts to like the air defense things. It shows all the guys like cleaning their fucking anti-aircraft guns and drilling endlessly.
Awesome. It was KBC SO did it for us last time, wasn't it?
No.
Well, was it KBC SO?
Oh, sorry. Which time?
Time we got some stuff that we want to get dropped in. It's one of those two that did it for us. Well, that could do it.
Give me a memory roll. If you're around for that shit, no.
Is it legal for us to be doing this stuff?
Yep.
Completely.
Well, of course I trust you, sir. anything you say.
Right. For really small stuff, like I need a new passport. In the past, before KBCSO all got, what's the word, killed off.
They flew the coop.
Well, that was KBCM that flew the coop. They were into the bigger stuff. Like, they could get you a vehicle or whatever, but ever since, you know, they got driven completely insane by the party.
Would you like me to ask around to see if I can find anyone who might know?
Ever since their bomb failed.
Yes, that too.
And they migrated.
Yes. Yes, they did.
I could try to see if I could find out something about some smugglers there that we might be able to hire.
Yes, the PCs are pretty fucked up, but the NPCs are much better.
No.
Alright, never mind then.
But if you've got federal connections to it, I don't know.
It looks at you like you're crazy.
Dude, the government can't do anything. Ever.
It cuts to a bunch of U.S. Army guys. Alright, in this crate is the ammo we need! And there's a whole bunch of dead sheep. In the crate, inexplicably. Shit! Fucking hate that supply guy. We're getting overrun!
Well, I know you've got local contacts which you help to fill out, like KBC ballistics.
Throw the sheep out.
Special area. Which has never ever come up in game.
I think I know what he's got up his sleeve, and it's not what you're thinking. Doyle has some pretty big sleeves.
I suppose you could investigate and come back and tell us. I mean, we have got a couple of months as such, but sooner's better rather than later.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. If I need to, I'll call my contacts in the Catholic Church. They can do anything.
It's the bishop! Right. I
still think we should mini-sub the way up the children. It's funny.
That is pretty cool. I have no idea if it's deep enough to handle a submarine.
Mini subs are not big.
No, but I don't know if it's like, oh, I can wade across this, because it is. Like, if I can wade across it, that's too shallow for even a mini sub, because mini subs are small, but it's big enough to have four guys in.
Yeah, there's a little bit of the mini subs in the water that goes across.
Right. I mean, if Doyle has to push it like
it shows me picking it up and carrying it through the shallow and then setting it back down.
Yeah, that's a bit small there. Yeah, so if somebody wants
if he's got one, I'll just have a regular boat.
Yeah, regular boat would be interesting too.
We could always just dress up as Jewish fishermen.
Do you have any contacts in Jordan?
Sure.
Because we could fly into Jordan and cross over, because Jordan's on the other side of the Dead Sea, to the West Bank.
Let me go see if I can get in contact with my Jordanish
men. Jordanian.
So I said. contacts.
This is a port. Jordan might be an easier way, because we might be able to get equipment in Jordan.
Where are we eventually trying to get to? We're trying to get... Which country?
Somewhere near Jericho?
It's along the edge of the Dead Sea. So right. We need to basically cross over.
If it's easy to get the stuff in Jordan, we could just have a landing craft, maybe, with a vehicle on it.
Alright, I'll see what I can do. This might cost us. Alright.
Crossing Jordan.
What kind of budget do we have on this, Holmes?
Ooh,
just give us an idea whether or not it's possible or not. It just depends on what equipment we want.
Okay.
Without going completely overboard.
Get a duck.
Alright.
Did you say get a duck?
Yeah.
You get a card for that. There you go.
A D-U-K-W.
No.
It's kind of like a truck that floats and swims.
That's not the kind of duck he's going to get you. So, he goes off.
With my new handy-dandy cane.
All right, and your big three for going to see your underworld arms dealer, international smuggler contact is. Did you make your cane twirl, pimp walk, and disco dance?
Well, at this point, I really can't fail.
Excellent. So,
well, I guess I could fail the cane crawl still.
Hmm. Oh. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool to have one of those. Especially if there's a big gun attached to it. This is his version of Duck. Totally inappropriate. Our version's better.
Yeah.
I'll show them our version.
I wonder if KBCR has one of those. If not, can we get them up?
It's a really cool vehicle.
I ask.
Forget what we call them in the Marine Corps. We don't call them ducks.
Now, this is what you're going to get.
Well, at least you have something different.
Duck.
Yeah, I know, but it's essentially the same exact vehicle. Just with a different acronym.
So, you go to see Big D and describe to him your mind. Well, how do you describe it?
It's a duck.
Yes, a duck. See?
How do we describe...
How do you describe what you're wanting to have happen to Big D?
D.
He's applying hairspray to his hairdo that you've not seen move since you've known him.
Right. Well, that's how he keeps it.
Mm-hmm.
You got any contacts in the Middle East? Obviously, you've got to know someone.
Oh, of course. There's a lot of business there. I do business in the Middle East all the time. I sell to all three sides.
It's good.
Mm.
It's good business.
That's right.
And
the resale market. Hi, that's where you got a lot of those AKs from.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, I appreciate all they're doing for me.
Mm-hmm. Only dropped once.
Exactly. Do you have any contacts in Jordan or the Dead Sea area?
What do you need?
I'm looking to get some gear and four people probably smuggled in to that area.
The gear wouldn't really be a huge problem, but the people.
So you can get gear in there? We might be able to get in on our own, but I was just saying.
Depends on what kind of gear.
We're looking for a vehicle and...
Vehicle.
Yeah. And then some, obviously, some stuff, food, yeah. Just basic traveling necessities and then some guns.
Okay. Well, yeah, I could probably do that for you. It'd be rough and cost me a few, I'd have to do some handshaking stuff with people.
Oh, it's
translation's not... Translation's gonna cost you favors.
This isn't gonna be a pro bono thing. It's...
I'm thinking that, the problem is if you were going there with the normal kind of gear you go with and shit, they'd probably kill you as a spy.
Okay.
Oh, well, if that's not a problem, sure. We're gonna cook you up.
We just need to, like I said, I'll talk to the people that are asking me about it.
Sure. For you, I can do a low price, four people. What kind of gear? A vehicle? What kind of vehicle? Just a car? Taxi?
I think we're going off-road.
Off-road?
Yeah.
Horses? Camels?
No, a vehicle, but it's capable of going off-road.
Wow.
Like a truck. Just a truck. Truck should be okay.
Well, it's really rough. On the land over there,
Well, what kind of vehicles can you get?
Aside from horses and camels, those are your best bet in desert countries. I mean, you could describe yourself or disguise yourself, and they stops and looks at you. You'd have other people disguise themselves as, Bedouin and shit.
Right, okay.
You could disguise yourself as a barrel cactus or something. Yeah, good. See, you got it. So, you need a vehicle big enough for you and three other big guys?
Three regular guys.
Regular guys. Amazing. Sure.
I lead an interesting life.
Yeah, okay. And just guns? Normal package? Mm-hmm. Sure. I'd probably do it for 10,000 each, so 50,000. Is it coming out of your pocket? 75,000. 99.
Call it
76.
Okay.
Fuck it. We may as well make it a round. No, they'll never believe the round number. 76, though.
Okay.
79,000. Yeah, that sounds
79.
Yeah,
all right. You drive a hard bargain.
All right,
I'll see what they want of that. Now that's right. Is the 79,000 including getting us in?
No, that's
that's just the gear.
All the gear, and we can basically I'll find out where they can leave it. But I don't know these guys. I've never done business with those specific guys for the gear. The guns and stuff are going to be claimed. Because that's what I do. But the vehicle, plus there'll be a lot of ammo. I'll include extra ammo. I'll also include some Doyle presents.
Alright, like I said, let me see what they want to go with. Don't do anything yet.
What?
Don't do anything yet.
You can't seal the deal, he says, indicating a lot of lines of coke on a mirror.
No, because I don't know if they want horses or a car.
Horses or camels. Camels are what you want there.
Camel's a lot different than a horse?
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather have horses.
It's a different school, yes.
Alright, he says, well, yeah, horses are faster, but they'll die. Because they drink a lot of water, and camels don't.
We're not going to be that long.
Oh, well, then you don't. Yeah, that's fine, then. I can get you some death horses. Great.
Eat them on the way out.
I don't. Getting a horse for you could be tricky, though. You're going to have to get one of those Budweiser horses, the big ones, Clydesdales or whatever.
Clydesdale?
Yeah.
Whatever you can get. Yeah. Anyways, like I said, let me check. This isn't my deal, so.
Not your deal. That's why it's $79,999.99.
Right.
And if you think you can get tax out of them as well, do that.
Okay.
You keep the tax, though.
Sure.
Great. Hey,
I'll be back later to seal the deal.
Good. Well, we haven't sealed the deal yet. He says, looking sadly at the big tray of coke. All right. He says goodbye to you, yep. And discard one of your extra cards that you've got there, John. And you go back to see the KBC boss and see what the Capio de KBCO says.
Holmes.
What is it, God?
80,000 won't get us in, but it'll get us a vehicle or enough horses to get us around and guns with ammo. And food, water, you know, everything for a while. I need to know how long we're going to be there, though, so that we can make sure we get enough dropped off.
What sort of vehicle?
A vehicle.
What sort of vehicle? 80 grand is a lot of money.
So, talking tank, we're talking jeep, we're talking bicycle.
Probably a car or a jeep. I can probably get a jeep or a pickup truck. He seemed to have trouble getting anything more rugged than a regular vehicle. It might actually even be cheaper if we get a regular vehicle, I don't know.
And it would cost 80 grand.
Yep.
So we're equipping a small army.
Well, I think it's mainly the dealing with people he doesn't know, giving them enough to make sure they don't just double-cross him, and all that kind of deal. I told him not to hold his breath for it because it was a lot of money, so if we go a different way, I'll just let him know.
80 grand just seems quite a lot of money.
Evil cultists.
Yes.
And more statues. Couldn't you just sell the statue afterwards? To make up the...
I'm not going to sell my statue. It's of great significance to me.
If it's recovered by KBC, sure, it'd be the proceeds of crime or something. You could sell it to recover the costs of saving the world or something. Along those lines.
I'm not selling my statue. You can sell your statue if you find one.
Lock it in. Not yet, there aren't. Jonathan, discard one of your cards. I give you another one. You gotta keep an eye, because I'll slip cards in on you, and if I think you're not looking, I may...
Well, the crime course one.
Well, you got five cards. You can get rid of any card you want, like, if you want...
You slip one in.
I'm evil. I do that occasionally, just to mess with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're lying. I only have four.
Low pause clock and greed. Oh, which version of Vassal do you have? Or which version of the KBC, or not KBC, which version of...
17.11.
Oh.
Ah, around
17.3. Yeah.
How many updates do you need?
One a week. Maybe one every other week.
And it wasn't even this week.
Yeah, no. It was a couple of weeks ago, 17.3.
Oh, yeah. So you missed out 17.2.
This is apparently worth 70 grand, by the way.
Say again?
There's a 70 grand car right there, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I put a really nice duck for 70 grand.
I was going to say, if you're buying it legally, yes. Illegal shit just seems to cost more for some reason. Especially in high demand areas.
Unbelievable markup on heavy caliber machine guns.
Mm-hmm. I'm told they actually get you on the ammo, because it's like $15 a round. Tracer.
Wow. Wow.
Well, Mech, are we doing this or not?
Sure. Why not?
I'm just going back to
spawn. Are we spending our fictional money in our fictional role-playing game or not?
Yeah.
Where are you? How are you getting the money?
Mom.
All right. You call your mother, and she's like, "Well, I don't mind giving you, $100,000 for going and starting a war overseas, son. I've always respected your judgment." Now, you go to the mom slush fund, and skateboard man. When you go to talk to him, I'm guessing you're going by yourself, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
He asks you to turn your back for a second.
All right.
Now, give me a listen roll as he's humming loudly, putting you at negative 10.
Yeah, what about the reflections from the office windows, etc.?
Oh, careful, don't move. Yeah.
Just home, sir.
Yeah.
I don't make a listen roll.
Apparently, his humming loudly fucking paid off. When you turn around, the money is there on the desk in cash in loose bundles. It's awesome. It's like magic. Yes,
what did I see in the reflections of stuff?
I'm trying to think.
Did you see him reaching into his underwear and pulling it out?
Give me a spotted negative 100. There, I'll fix your wagon.
No.
Ha ha ha! He's had most of the reflective surfaces actually like covered with gray matte paint and shit because. He's sick of Doyle always seeing him doing stuff.
Anyway.
It's been Doyleized. So, no problem. You pick up the cash. He puts it in a plain, used, brown paper bag for you. It appears that he has one handy. And you head down to give it to Doyle, who then heads off and does a shitload of cocaine. Give me a drug tolerance roll.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. Somebody else brought up that they don't know why you do drugs because you're never adversely affected by them because you always make your rolls, but I don't either. So, and he comes back later after going and checking in the mirror with his amazing spot hidden to make sure there's no loose white flakes that you'll spot. And, or powder that you'll freak out on, demand on burrowing into his nose, look for the doctor. So, he tells you it should be set up, within a couple of days, because he automatically assumed the rush
thing. Where is it being dropped to?
Undisclosed location, that way it'll be kept secret.
I'll have gotten, actual coordinate, coordinates.
Yeah.
Because that's better than, next to the cactus that fell over, and
GPS coordinate type thing.
Next to the place that got buried by sand, you know the one.
It'll be camouflage, they tell you, so, they don't know if you'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
But,
I'll do my best.
Mm-hmm. They don't know. And,
flying over.
Hey, look at that shit. Yeah. Hey, as we're
circling. There's our one, there's three of the enemy's one.
Yeah. It's a
Spanish gold over there.
All right. So, there you go. And, you're curious to see what Big D is going to get you on the money. I'm now doing the Big D Let's Be Slick roll. Low is good, mainly for Big D, who gets a huge markup either way, and high is bad, mainly for you.
We got nothing.
Nope.
Excellent. High is bad.
All right.
Was it high?
Oh, yeah.
It was high.
Of course. If you had a, reroll for the NPC, a supporter reroll, that now would be a perfect time for it. Alright.
Then reverse dice and fumble it.
Yeah, that would be awesome, actually. Alright. So, you guys are ready to rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
At last.
Right, we go.
Alright, so you guys...
We get visas packed. We do all this stuff that we need to do.
Alright, no problem.
We visit exchange... cash exchange agents, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Get the currency that we require for the area.
No problem. Give me international law rolls to make sure
you tell our loved ones that we wind up coming back and they should avenge us should we die.
No problem. Oh, by the way, as
I make my international law.
I fumble mine.
Ah, all right.
Wait, we're supposed to have an international law skill?
It's, no, international law is a type of acclimatization you can get for law.
Now, they make the international agents learn it.
Oh, okay. Reason.
But I also, as you're getting ready to, like, leave, Moa, you're actually going to the airport to use your Terry Moa ID, like everybody else. You're waiting in line at the airport. And you get a call. It's from Wendy's partner. And he's wondering if he can meet up with you sometime. Because he had something he wanted to discuss with you. Could he really find a better time?
What's it about?
I think, you know, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but I think she may be back on the juice.
I'll be right there.
Well, hey, you know.
No, it's important. Important.
You know, I'm not sure, though. I was just wondering if you'd noticed anything.
Logan? Come on.
No. He may be imagining things.
No, I haven't. As I have.
Keep your eyes open. I'll do the same. We'll talk, he says. He makes sure you got his phone number, even though he called you on your fucking cell phone, apparently. He doesn't realize how these things work yet.
Yeah, he's a policeman. What does he know? You know.
No problem. And you guys get on the...
I've thought about using a fake ID and then realized everyone else is going to use theirs, and I'm so noticeable that it doesn't matter what ID I use.
No, no.
Remember, Holmes made his, so...
Holmes made his what? Oh, international law? No problem. Yeah, they're basically taking Moa off because apparently he packed, like, really big bottles of shampoo and shit like that, and unfortunately the colors he chose correlated to a certain kind of chemical bomb. You know, it's like red, green, yellow, you know, it's conditioner, wash, and, you know, hand sanitizer. You don't know what they're so excited about, but... And so,
I'm an international agent. I need this. How am I supposed to get my hair looking lovely if I don't have this with me?
He has to profane his professional exterior. Always all goes bull. People don't take him seriously.
Wow. So, yeah, you guys eventually get... now, is anybody wanting to bring...
You think I'm Mexican, isn't it?
Oh, really, you get a whole bunch of people trying to reassure you. Is anybody wanting to bring anything that could be construed as illegal by any country through customs, such as weapons?
No.
Just some tools and like a pen knife.
No.
Pen knife, they confiscate. Tools, confiscate.
No, it's in the luggage that's stored in the plane, not on my person.
Oh, okay. No problem.
I don't even bother checking luggage.
Mm-hmm.
I just have like three different sets of clothes in a bag. Tightly, because obviously the clothes are huge.
Yes, yes. They end up carefully going through Doyle's clothes. They comb his hair looking for weapons, etc. But you guys eventually get on the plane. Could everybody give me an individual luck roll who checked the bag? I want to see if you'll ever see that again.
Could you roll for me? I've only just finished downloading this.
Time one.
Is this a Qantas flight? Qantas International Airlines?
I don't know.
Luck roll?
Get a check.
What's the deal with Qantas?
67.
Yeah, sure.
I'll say it is if it doesn't matter.
Well,
I don't know anything about Qantas. Say cool, guys. What's up with Qantas?
Huh?
What's up with Qantas?
Free alcohol on international flights.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Woohoo! No problem. Also, they've never lost a person.
What, on the flight? Well, that's fucking reassuring.
No. In regards, they've never had a plane crash.
Oh, all right. And so you got hired. Did you get hired in time?
Logan rolls now. This has never happened before.
The streak is broken.
They've had damaged planes and stuff, but they've always successfully landed them.
No problem. I'll make pilot roll in a second. Did you fail a app times five for Jonathan or no?
I rolled 67, so I've got no idea what his app is.
Sorry, what was that? Was this for luck?
Yeah.
The app of 15, so was it times 5?
You're fine.
Oh, beautiful.
75.
You're fine.
Okay, and let's see if the pilot decides to crash the plane into the ocean and kill you all. Now it's a normal, nice flight. Everything's fine.
Anybody see Logan? Oh, there it is.
Here it is. Wow. It's a crit, that is.
Wow. Yeah, of course.
Lovely. No, I've only gave him a 30% pilot, so no. Anyway, don't give me an alcohol drug tolerance roll as you discover that the alcohol just keeps coming.
I fail!
Yeah, I see that fifth card.
Doyle gets fucking drunk out of his mind. Do you have any singing skill?
Do I need it?
Give me a roll.
No. When he gets drunk, he goes Welsh.
Yeah, I do. Oh. I go Welsh when I'm drunk.
All right.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to sing Welsh songs then.
Give me a singing roll. Excellent. I forgot you went Welsh when you got drunk.
I fail miserably because I have no singing skill.
No problem. Yes, normally they ask people to fucking come back out of the bathrooms when they're getting ready to land. They ask him to go to the bathroom when they're getting... Now, anyway, he turns into a Welshman for some inconceivable reason and sings the entire flight, and nobody's really willing to tell him to stop.
Should I teach him some actual Welsh songs?
Is your character English?
Yes.
Nice. I suppose you could. Do you want to give me a singing role and see if you can sing along, croon along with Doyle?
Got a similar composition to the last time we tried it.
Just trying to find my... right, so it's bass, it's five.
Mm-hmm. That's a fumble then, huh? Yeah.
That's a fumble.
That's a fumble.
You need at least...
Moon of hearts, standy, steady, it cannot be ever said ye. All the bats were not ready, Watchman never you.
It's like that, but shitty, because you fumbled.
It's like that, but it sounds more like,
Well, it's an Englishman singing a Welsh song about how to beat the English, although they lost.
That gives you a card for irony. You
teach these people their cultural heritage, otherwise they'll never learn.
Wow. That is good. Alright, you guys land in Israel? Or Palantir? No. I'm sorry, Jordan.
I don't know where I am.
No problem.
Yeah, Jordan. Amman.
You guys land there. No problem. Now, according to Doyle's thing, Doyle, give me a luck roll.
Sure, why not?
This is determined how far you've got to go to get the gear and such.
By two.
Times two? You're going to have to pretty much just exfiltrate the city that's extremely suspicious of Western people, mainly Americans, Brits not so much. Actually, Holmes gets through okay, Moa gets through okay. Okay, they're extremely suspicious of Doyle because you're the only one who's actually from America. Yes. And pretty much they just take him off to a room to talk to him and try to find out if he's here for their oil type things. The rest of the people aren't under suspicion as your countries apparently aren't as warmongering.
Wait, you have oil here?
This is rather confusing given the whole Palestine thing.
Hey, so I can see them coming up behind Doyle and just sort of stabbing him with various things, talking, he just doesn't notice.
That's true, yeah. It shows the guy beating him on the back with a cane trying to get his attention. No problem. Eventually, your Doyle gets returned to you, and...
I've got a tag like Chuck checked luggage. Come up on the conveyor belt.
Nice.
I think that's the point. We should have put him in cargo. He doesn't need to breathe.
Mm. And everybody give me a counter surveillance roll as you leave the airport. Apparently the fun and games start
if we hit.
Quick.
I'll play a skill 5 or my skill 10.
Counter. There's a counter.
Fail.
I'll play.
There's a counter. It's not going
to
go well.
You know what? I stop every couple blocks, and then I can use spot.
It's hard to say, but... okay, you guys leave the airport. Where to?
And we check into our hotel.
Excellent. You guys go to a hotel. Now you can give me spot, and if you make spot, give me a memory by 30.
All of us, or...
Yeah, anybody who feels like it.
Ooh, sure. I made my spot.
Yeah, I make my spot by much and fumble my memory roll.
Fail my memory.
Make spot by over 100. Memory by how much?
I need it by 30.
30.
No, not by 30.
No problem. It shows Doyle looking out the window and then he flattens his back up to the wall next to it. And it shows like Doyle vision. It shows like looking out the window and you see Richard Nixon. Everybody's in Richard Nixon masks. And you're like, ah! What the fuck?
They're everywhere!
The old lady.
It's Watergate all over again.
It is. It's horrible. So, yeah.
You may want to think about spinning your crank cord at some point or plugging up to someone else if you don't want it.
I'm just trying to work out what to use it on.
Technically, the way that that card's worded, as long as the skill's got a base of zero, you could use it to add 10% no matter what your current skill is.
I like.
Any skill with a base of zero is what it says. That's funny.
It says any skill that starts at zero. It doesn't say your skill is currently at zero. It just says any skill that starts at zero.
Uh-huh.
Liking.
Yeah, you know what it's supposed to be, though, Jameis, so.
It's supposed to be, but that's not the way the card's worded.
I'll put that 10, I'll spend that pause and put that 10 into demolitions then. Everyone's gonna have
it at zero?
Sorry? It's a base of zero? It's not zero at the moment.
It's supposed to be a zero.
The intention of the card is that your skill is currently at zero.
Shall I do it with one that's currently at zero then?
Yes. That's the intention of the card. Not what I just said.
You're leading me astray.
Yes, he is.
Hey, I'm not the one who barely worded the card.
Shut up. You didn't tell me until the game, so, you know, it's not like I had time to reword it. Don't worry.
I've been at that for ages.
Well, yeah, nobody noticed until Jameis noticed. So.
Okay, I'll put it into gunsmithing. Maybe then I'll be able to oil the gun correctly instead of when it jams, clear the bullet.
Good point. Might have to have a look at the gun and make sure they're in.
Does counter surveillance have a higher base than zero?
Gunsmithing does zero.
No, okay. I said counter surveillance. Does that have a higher base?
Oh, okay. Five.
Yeah,
got it. Alright, so, there you go. Everybody failed all their rolls. Excellent. You can all give me free spy lore rolls if you'd like.
Sure.
I think I've got less in spy lore than I do in counter surveillance.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure spy lore's a right in. No, but it's not.
Fumble.
Fumble?
Yeah, I fail.
Excellent. With a fumble, you are doing great. The mission is definitely on track. Everything is green light.
I still fail, but that's a cool roll.
No, you don't. I think there's a base. Oh, the base is zero. Damn it.
Oh, yeah,
the
spy lore's base zero.
It's a cool roll, though.
Yeah, it's a
good
roll.
Yeah,
cool. Okay, so do you want to get some stuff ordered to here, Curtis? Say we're the KBC? On a mission to kill the Day of Living Kind?
I started unpacking.
Are we sharing one big room?
Alright, that's up to you guys. If you want to share one big suite,